I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 416. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah lawmakers led by Representative Norm Thurston are discussing ways to curb the cost of diabetes. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, this storm looming over the valley has been good to ski resorts. Brighton is open since yesterday with a few more inches today. Park City and Bryan Head open Friday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We do have a rollover reported in West Jordan. This is a crash with injuries 7800 South at 7000 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain and snow will continue tonight and into the day tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 47 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Linda Lopez. The public impeachment hearings have resumed on Capitol Hill. Two State Department officials, David Hale and Laura Cooper, are answering lawmakers' questions tonight. This after Gordon Sondland, ambassador to the EU, testified earlier that there was a quid pro quo. President Trump is accused of withholding military aid to Ukraine to pressure that country's president into investigating the Bidens.
Unwilling to take the fall, Ambassador Gordon Sondland testified everyone was in the loop about a Ukraine policy that he said was directed by Rudy Giuliani and reflected President Trump's desires and requirements, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
State Department was fully supportive of our engagement in Ukraine efforts and was aware that a commitment to investigations was among the issues we were pursuing.
Sondland said it wasn't rogue diplomacy. Rather, he said his efforts were reported and approved. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Republicans are saying there is no direct evidence of a quid pro quo, but House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff calls Sondland's testimony a seminal moment in the investigation. Leaving Washington and the impeachment behind, President Trump traveled to Texas today to tour a manufacturing plant that produces the latest generation of Apple's Mac Pro computers. Trump hoping to highlight job growth in that state ahead of the 2020 election. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls take the stage in Atlanta in just a few hours for the fifth Democratic debate.
The front runner may be taking hits from all sides. Now, previously, that's been former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren. This time, it could be Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He has really rocketed up the polls in recent weeks and in recent days, even in Iowa and New Hampshire. Some polls have shown him as a front runner with even a double-digit lead.
ABC's Trevor Ault. A suburban Chicago 14-year-old is facing hate crime charges for allegedly posting a picture on Craigslist of an African-American classmate with the caption, "Slave for Sale." Authorities say the youth is serving a school suspension. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
House impeachment inquiry.
Utah Congressman Chris Stewart has made his opinion about this impeachment inquiry pretty clear.
Welcome to Impeachapalooza 2019, which is the Democratic plan to compel America to impeach President Donald J. Trump through the sheer force of boredom.
Stewart had his chance to question EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland today. Here's some of their exchange.
I'm going to read you a couple quotes from President Zelensky and then ask you a question. First, from a Ukrainian press release, Donald Trump is convinced that the new Ukrainian government will be able to quickly improve the image of Ukraine, complete investigation of corruption, which inhibited the interaction with Ukraine and the USA. Does that sound like President Zelensky is being bribed or extorted in that comment?
As I testified previously, I'm not a lawyer either, and I don't want to characterize any legal terms.
That's fine. I think most people would read that and say, that doesn't sound like he's under severe pressure. He makes it very clear in his own words then. Ukrainian President Zelensky told reporters during a joint press conference with Donald Trump that he was not pressured by the U.S. president. Again, I was not pressured. He used another time. There was no blackmail. I would ask you, do you think he felt like he was being extorted by the president based on these comments?
I really think that's for the committee and the Congress, too.
Well, you know what, Mr. Ambassador? It's really for the American people.
I agree.
And the American people aren't stupid. And the American people can hear that, and they can say, I don't think he was under duress. I don't think he was being extorted. I don't think there was an exchange of a bribe.
Stewart says none of the witnesses brought forward so far have shown evidence of an impeachable offense. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time, 420. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Emergency crews are responding to a rollover crash with injuries 7800 South 70th West in West Jordan. Southbounders on I-15, heavy and slow between 3300 and 7200 South. Northbound I-15 jammed up from Bangor Highway to Midvale, and starting to see spots of traffic filling in westbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-15 and the West Belt. Michelle?
Well, 5600 West getting busy. This is between California Avenue, 3500 Southwest Valley, Bangor Highway. We have those scattered delays now. They're going to go from Salt Lake all the way to Riverton. We still have that construction delay approaching 6200 South. Steve?
And if you're traveling southbound Foothill Drive, typical slowdowns are there. Sunnyside Avenue out to 21st South. Still have that crash affecting traffic in both directions on 45th South and State Street, with some eastbound right lanes closed. And a wide-open drive remaining on northbound I-15 from downtown Salt Lake City up into Davis County. Then slowdowns Kaysville to Layton. Got a crash on eastbound 12th Street in Ogden at 1200 West. Performance Automotive and Bountiful, hassle-free pricing, and the best selection of pre-owned vehicles. They'll put a smile on your face. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time for the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank, my puppy, played in the rain for the first time this morning.
It was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, but down south, I understand, not so much.
No, copious amounts of rain in southern Utah. Here along the Wasatch Front, the airport's picked up a tenth of an inch of rain. That's it. But other spots? New Harmony, 2.67 inches of rain today. Vail, almost 2 inches. Leeds, southern Utah, almost 2 inches. St. George broke an all-time daily record for November. They've never had this much rain in a single day during the month of November. They're at 1.29 inches. We're not done. Another spoke is what I'll call it. The low pressure kind of has waves. Well, another wave is coming into southern Utah tonight. It will work its way north tonight and tomorrow. Valley rain continues tonight with a chance of a little rain-snow mix in the morning. It looks like minimal accumulation, Jeff, a low of 32. Decreasing showers in the afternoon Thursday, partly cloudy skies by evening, and 45 for the high. 46 and partly cloudy Friday, mostly sunny, and 47 on Saturday. But next week, I still think we've got a couple of storms. One on Monday will bring a little bit of snow. Another one on Wednesday will bring a little bit of snow. And that will definitely impact travel in and out of Utah for Thanksgiving.
Mm. That'll usher us into the holidays, certainly. I'm seeing Provo. We have light rain falling now.
Yep, and we're going to continue to see these little bands and showers continue through the night all across the state.
Dry downtown Salt Lake City. It's 47 degrees. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time, 4:23.
Make the most of your holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Open a new Visa card and earn triple points, 0% interest on purchases for 6 months, and 10,000 bonus points when you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. To open your card, stop by a branch or visit cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future. Visit cypresscu.com for more information.
Boy, do I have some great news for people that have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. They've been looking for the perfect time. It's here. It's no secret that Black Friday is the best time to buy things. Bigger, nicer things. Cars, big screen TVs, and super comfortable luxury beds. Well, right now, your IntelliBed store is celebrating not just Black Friday, but 30 days of Black Friday for the holidays. You can save up to $2,500 off any IntelliBed King or Queen with the state-of-the-art 555 adjustable base. And what's more, during IntelliBed's 30 days of Black Friday sale, you can also buy luxury pillows, sheets, and other bedding at 50% off. It's an unbelievable sale. It's underway right now. Don't miss your chance to save like never before. And you can do so at any of the local IntelliBed stores in Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Park City by Whole Foods, and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. It's time to get your IntelliBed.
Utah's economy is roaring because of the hard work and ingenuity of our people. But it's time for the politicians to do their part. We face a housing shortage, overcrowded schools, and traffic is worse every day. It's time for game-changing leadership and a governor who understands Utah's new economy. Meet Republican Jeff Birmingham. He doesn't come from wealth or privilege. Jeff is a self-made businessman who started with nothing. During the recession, when many businesses were failing, Jeff built one of the fastest-growing private companies in America and helped create thousands of jobs in Utah. With the vision and experience to tackle the needs of our growing Utah, he'll keep Utah prosperous without sacrificing our way of life. Conservative outsider, job creator, problem solver. That's Jeff Birmingham. Jeff Birmingham for governor. Game-changing leadership.
Paid for by Birmingham for governor.
This is exactly what John wanted. All of you here in nature, sitting on logs instead of real chairs. So, if you get any splinters, I think you know who to blame.
We all want to be remembered for what makes us, us. Wasatch Lawn Mortuary and Memorial Park, or any of our local Dignity Memorial providers can help. Visit DignitySaltLake.com to learn more. Dignity Memorial, life well celebrated.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. The Dow fell 112 points today. The S&P lost 11, while the NASDAQ dipped 43 points. KSL News Time 426. It's official. Ski season's begun. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the Wednesday Snow Report.
Winter 2019-2020 is up and running.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Snowbird might normally boast being open the latest every season, but this year, Brighton Resort can say it opened first. Sure, there's only one place, spinning chairs right now, but others aren't far from turning on the lifts. Park City to the east, Bryan Head down south, open Friday. Alta Snow Basin, The Bird, and Solitude next week, the rest likely in early December. And more snow is on the way, several inches over the next few days, in fact. If you've been slow to bust out the gear and throw on a fresh layer of wax on those skis and boards, this weekend's a perfect time to do it. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.